Can you talk about the challenge, the running game against this Detroit defensive front, and you know how they've kind of changed from last year, and you know what kind of headaches they can create for you guys?
Yeah, they're great. They're great up front. They're a great defense, good team, talent all around the ball. They fly to the ball. They're smart, sound. Give a lot of credit to them being a good defense, so it's a great challenge for us starting the season off. We know what kind of challenges they can bring, so that's why we're in the film room, out on the gridiron today, making sure we're all on the same page, to understand what the hole's going to be, what the gap's going to be, what the trouble's going to be, so we can execute.
How exciting is it knowing that the preseason is over where you didn't get all that many snaps and now you're going to play a full game?
You're excited, man. Trying to channel and bottle all that energy and make sure that it's all poured out on Monday night. You know, playing in this game, you never take for granted. You're always having to prove yourself, earn your right to stay. And, you know, I think there's a lot of guys on this team that want to prove themselves, not only to this organization, not only to the guys in this locker room as a team and as a unit, but also to themselves. So, you know, Monday's going to be a good test. Again, we're playing against a great defense. And now we're up for the challenge.
How special is it playing on Monday night to open your season? All eyes of the nation on your game.
It's fun. It's humbling. You know, even going back to playing in the Hall of Fame game. You know, that was to start the season off, the Hall of Fame game, getting the chance to start the season off Monday Night Football. You know, as a little kid, you know that theme song in the back of your head. So, you know, myself and a couple of guys are kind of tuning that out on the practice field. You know, Coach always talking about the energy bus and make sure we had that come Monday night.
Jacksonville and Oakland don't play a lot of Monday night games, right?
Yeah, we didn't. I don't think I played one.
Oh.
It's fun, you know, under the lights. But after the national anthem, maybe shed a couple tears, and, you know, as soon as the first snap, it's back to football. But, you know, we got to be able to handle that type of environment. We're going into a hostile environment. They always play well at home. It's the first game for them, too. It's a grown man game, so it's going to be fun.
Your first Monday night game, you get out there a little bit earlier on the field, soak it up.
Yeah, it's good. It's going to be fun. And, you know, all the work and dedication that every single person has been putting in since preseason, we all get to kind of validate that effort Monday night.
Vic, he felt like, especially this week, the plays are coming out a lot faster. The offense has a little more flow to it. Have you felt that?
Yeah, we're gelling. Yeah. We're definitely getting in sync. We understand body language of each other. We're understanding the personnel of each other. You know, I'm studying my offensive linemen and seeing how the matchup is going to be, one-on-one matchups, and, you know, knowing when to hit where the hidden yardages are going to be at for making those 2 yards, 4 yards. You know, keeping us on track with second down, third down, and getting us to makeable situations. So, you know, all that in the pass game, in the run game, special teams, defense, everything's starting to come together.
As that pass game finds its footing a little more, do you put any more burden on yourself to try and go out there and take some of the pressure off of them?
Yeah, I wouldn't say burden. You know, I put, because burden, you think about, right, you know, carrying something that's not your responsibility. I just think about executing the expectations that I have, and quite frankly, they're probably higher than anybody else have on me. So, you know, I want to be great. I want to be a complete back. You know, and this is my opportunity to continue to play for a God that I serve. So, the reason why I stay humble is much bigger than this game.